This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
All 33, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Save $155 off with code CHAIR20.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
Move You, improve your pain, posture, and performance through education and entertainment. Get 10% off your subscription with code INGO10.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts episode 504.
504!
Matt is having an aneurysm. My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Grant, that's my show. Bye, my fan. For my fans. The line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Root beer, Zevia.
It's black cherry.
Black cherry, Zevia.
It's probably my favorite flavor next to root beer.
I hear you.
Actually, Dr. Zevia is good, too. I like that one.
It tastes like stale lipstick. I can't drink it.
What do you know about stale lipstick?
What
are you trying to tell us, Matt?
Stinky hookers? I don't know.
Oh boy,
I don't know anything. Speaking about those
stinky hookers, happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year's.
You made it to 2021.
Woo-hoo. Woot, woot. I know.
Doesn't it feel different?
No, it feels the same.
I think the funniest thing is all these people are like, man, I can't wait till fucking 2021. I'm like, why? It's the same shit. The only thing that happened is you write a different number out when you fucking sign a check.
For like 2 weeks, I write the wrong date on it all the time.
Yeah.
And then I figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So it's a quiet MMA time.
Yeah.
But I have
very
some,
quiet.
I have some bad news for you.
Go ahead. Lead with it.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but the rumor, and I do believe it's also fact, starting with UFC 257, ESPN is raising the price of pay-per-views again to $69.99 from $64.99. That just so happens to be the card that Conor McGregor was on, which I think is how it happened the last time, too.
It is.
So fuck him and his Irish ass for asking for all that money.
And they're raising the price of their annual membership, too.
Oh, yeah. To what?
$59.99 to just have the privilege to buy the pay-per-view. It's all right. It is what it is. You know, looking online, I was wondering, like, what's the break point for the average fan to continue to buy the pay-per-view?
I think we passed it.
Yeah. I think $70 is the break point. Because it's on top of, okay, you're paying 60, potentially 60, yeah, 60 for the membership to ESPN Plus, and then 70. So if you were a new fan, they may do some deals, but you're looking at $130 to watch, you know, probably the McGregor fight. I don't know. It seems like a deal breaker, and seems like more people illegal streaming to me.
I don't know anything about that.
Me neither. I don't know anything about watching fights the next day.
Nothing.
I'm always buying the pay-per-views for
these are not the droids you're looking for. Yeah, I think it's too pricey. I think especially in these times, I think if they kept it under $50, I think they'd have more sales, but maybe they don't care. They don't care. They're just putting on events, and now that they're going on mainstream television potentially, I don't think it's going to really matter. I think the advertising money is what they care about.
Yeah, and it's not like the quality of the cards has gone up. Like, no. I could get it if you were just like, this was the most stacked card ever, and you want to charge $10 more as a one-off, fine. Like, if you want to scale it based on the quality of fighters and like how much you guys got to pay out, I get it, but just to say across the board $70, like, good luck with that. I mean, they probably don't care as much too, because like, you got all that fucking ESPN and Disney money, so like, you just got to put on shows. And then if McGregor wants a little more, so now you got to raise it $5 and then fuck it, let's just ride it out. But I don't know where that break point is, because there's got to be a level where they're actually losing money just by trying to get $5 more.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are not getting in, and how many more people are pirating or just like fuck it all together.
Well, the one way I see this might make sense is if they start stacking the numbered cards and having less per year, and putting big fights on those cards, and then having the pay-per-view, the non-pay-per-view cards and all the network television stuff be a little like what Spike used to be, kind of, you know, like that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
I think we'd be all right. But if they're trying to do, what do they typically do, like 20 numbered cards or 10?
It's probably less than that, because it's like one a month, so you're probably like 12, 10, 12. Maybe 14, because sometimes you might be 3 weeks, but it seems like 4 weeks is about it. And they're releasing so many of the higher paid people that we'd like to watch fight too.
Yes.
Like all the guys, you know, like the potential stars. So I don't know if they could actually even stack a pay-per-view without like losing all the headliners for all the other cards that you need to like have a headliner for. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I can see this working if they do like 6 cards a year pay-per-views. And then I think that's reasonable if they're good.
Yeah.
Like 2012 level cards, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But now I don't know. I'm out.
Well, it's fucked up. And then they said that they just added, was it Michael Chandler and Dan Hooker as a co-main event on that UFC 257 card. So that should be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
See, because typically I don't like guys in their first fight in the UFC, especially when they're in an organization that doesn't test heavily for steroids. I don't like your odds coming in. I might want to put some money on Dan Hooker. I'm just saying.
Anybody with the name Hooker gets my money.
I can't hear a thing. I can't hear a thing.
What happened?
I don't know. I couldn't hear you.
I said anyone with the name Hooker gets my money.
See, someone muted you for that. You're under surveillance.
Probably.
That's weird.
So with the year turning, I found this article on MMA Fighting, and they said that was titled "The 5 Biggest MMA Questions Heading into 2021." And I have
I would like
to pose these to you.
Sure.
Number one, will Khabib Nurmagomedov come back in 2021?
It's a good question. I like that one. I'm gonna say no, because I think his morals are stronger than whatever money they're throwing at him. There is a slight rumor that he'll come back to fight GSP, but I don't know if you've seen GSP. He looks super thin, so it looks like he's ready for a 155 fight though.
He does. Is he still making those weird videos?
I haven't seen any, but he's still got that fucking gray hair, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I agree.
So I'm gonna say no for Nurmagomedov in 2021.
I agree with you, but I think he comes back in 2022 or 2023. I think the itch will need to scratch the itch, but
he'll need a little scratch.
Because GSP took like 2-3 years off, right? And then came back for some stuff. So
they always come back.
Yeah, and Nurmagomedov is 33 in 2021. So if you consider like it takes a year or two off, still could fight a couple of years, big fights. So I agree with you though.
And especially if, you know, he relinquishes that title, then you have Conor McGregor out there running his mouth with the fucking belt. He's going to want to come back and smash.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
All right. Question number two.
Sure.
What's up with John Jones and the heavyweight move? It seems like there isn't much action and just a lot of yipping going on right now.
So I read an article from somewhere, and John Jones said he's done with light heavyweight and he's making heavyweight his home now. Mm-hmm. And probably the first fight for him is going to be a title shot. So he's just waiting for Stipe and Francis to fight whenever the fuck that's going to happen. And then John's going to go right into the deep end. And it's a fucking tough fight either guy. You know, who does he have a better chance against? Hard to say. Probably Ngannou, because he just fucking tried to take him down.
Yeah.
Pound him out. I think John at heavyweight is going to go back to wrestling. I think that's his gig. And it wouldn't surprise me. Wrestling and a steady diet of elbows for everybody that he's fighting then. So that's what's that.
All right. Question number three. How much of an impact will Bellator...
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me again? Hello?
I think it's on me. Hang on.
Hold on.
My shit's slipping. Okay.
Don't shit your pants. Okay.
I want to. Come on. Let me shit my pants. All right. I think that's fashionable for 2021.
Question Trace. Okay. How much of an impact will Bellator and the PFL's new additions make? Let me remind you of them. Names like Anthony Rumble Johnson and Yoel Romero went to Bellator, and we got former UFC champs Verdum and Anthony Pettis going to the PFL. Like, how do you see this playing out in 2021? Will this be an impactful year for those promotions?
No, it will not be. I mean, I will take that back, because Bellator is working to get back to CBS and Showtime. So will it be a little more impactful? Maybe to their bottom line. I just feel like everyone is so far behind the UFC that doesn't matter what the fuck any of these people do, unless you were to get like someone that was off the chart. Like if you got a Conor McGregor, a Diaz brother, and potentially even a Nurmagomedov, but how could you? Like, they're all under contract for probably the next 8 years in 100 fights. PFL will be interesting just because those guys are going to win, and they're probably going to fucking win $1 million. Does that help them? Probably not in the grand scheme of things, but good for those guys, because they're going to get fucking paid. At least Pettis is going to get a lot more than he would have. And Verdum, I would say he's probably, since he's a heavyweight, he's probably getting $250,000 to $300,000 a fight, and former champion, may have some good money, but I don't see anybody stopping either of those guys, really. I think Verdum's got a clearer path to the million, but, you know, Pettis talking about 155, a little lesser competition over there. So from a fighter standpoint, good for them, but from a fan standpoint and a promotion standpoint, I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay. Fair enough. Question number four. Will a prominent MMA fighter accept a challenge from either of the Paul brothers?
They would be smart too. I know Ben Askren's name has been thrown around, and Dylan Danis's name has been thrown around. Mm-hmm. Coker has said he'll let Dylan fight in boxing as long as you have an MMA fight against him. So that's the thing I hope we see, is that, yeah, let an MMA fighter, and hopefully an elite guy, do the boxing, but then you need to come over to the MMA side and fucking take your medicine. You know, but you know, these guys, they have decent skills. So that's the thing. Will we see that? I think we will. And I think it's smart, because, you know, look at Conor just fighting Mayweather, how much money he made. Granted, you're not going to make that much, but you're still going to make more than any other fucking fight you could have in any other promotion.
True.
So, yes, I think we will see that.
Okay, final question.
Yep.
Will the UFC hit the road with the pandemic still looming in 2021, a.k.a. will they fight anywhere else besides Vegas or Fight Island in 2021?
I think they will, because I think they want to push the envelope a little bit. And I think they're probably getting sick of just running it in Abu Dhabi, in Vegas. Like, you have all these other venues that you need to get to, because you won't – I don't know – can you have fans come in? I think you can. I think it depends on the state. And I think Dana is willing to take some of that hate and some of the heat by letting fans come in. Like, you could call it social distancing and whatever, but why not do a fucking outdoor venue? I know they want to do Dallas, right? They want to do that Cowboy Stadium. That's indoor, or is it indoor outdoor?
It's indoor with a hole and they can open up or something. Yeah. So
I'd say you got to do some of these. Like, you got to have some fucking spectacle fights, right?
I agree.
Why not? I'm open for some of this shit.
Let's do it. That was the final question.
All right, cool. I like that.
You passed the test.
I win. What do I win? The booby prize? Do I get two boobies?
A lollipop in your ass and butter in your mouth.
I would prefer it the other way. Lollipops in my mouth. It's butter in my ass and lollipops in my mouth. Something like that.
Yes.
To coin a phrase, boogie nights. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Oh, did you see Max Holloway and Calvin Kattar are going to, there's going to be the main card January 16th on ABC.
Cool.
And ESPN Plus. Main card starts at 2 p.m. Central. Thank you.
Okay.
I was just complaining about the 8 o'clock start. So I said, I'm too fucking old for 8 o'clock. I'm not.
Yeah.
Fucking 1 o'clock driving home with all the drunk drivers is not fun anymore.
I agree.
I don't think it was ever fun, but
it never was
less fun, now.
But I used to be younger, so I didn't mind.
Yeah. I saw, who is this? Sportsbetting.ag put out odds for UFC division champs at the end of 2021. I'll let you take a look and see if there's any interesting bets here. So they have Conor McGregor at a plus 150. It's interesting as you start going through groupings here. You know, you see...
I see McGregor. That makes sense. I think the lightweight champ. That makes sense.
What about Oliveira at plus 650?
Yeah, he's streaky though. I don't know. I mean,
he's on a run. He's on a terror. Like, yeah. How does he fare against these guys? Right. That's gonna be fun to watch. That I'm excited to see Oliveira against any of these guys. You got to take Nurmagomedov out. He's not fighting. So McGregor, Poirier.
The question is Oliveira gonna get a title shot in 2021? That's the thing.
He should. I mean, so these two are gonna fight, right? Which should be the title. You should do McGregor and Poirier, make it a fucking title fight. I think Dana doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to fucking pay anybody more, right? Like, why take the chance? Because once you're a champ, then you get even more pay, I think, with the exception being McGregor. But, you know, Gaethje is sitting on the sidelines right now, but he's coming off a loss. Do you want to do Gaethje and Oliveira, or do Oliveira versus winner of those two? But him versus any of those guys would be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at heavyweight, I'm like, well, those two are going to fight. But then you have John sitting here at plus 350. I'm like, that's always interesting, right?
I like it.
God damn, Derek Lewis. Alistair Overeem, plus 2,000. Light heavyweight, Adesanya. Yeah. John's not fighting there, so don't take that one.
Nope.
Middleweight, he's moving up. So that's a stupid bet. Whitaker. I don't know if he's – I don't think he's defending both. I thought he was just moving up, but I could be wrong. But I think it gets interesting when you start looking at the women, because moving down, Amanda Nunes at bantamweight, minus 400. And then you look at her at featherweight, because there's only fucking four women. She's minus 1,500. I can't lose. And same with Shevchenko. Like, I don't see anybody beating any of those two. Like,
no, I agree.
You know, right? Fuck. And then strawweight is kind of what they have as a toss-up. I heard Rose is looking for a title fight now, right? What's yes. going on?
I'm laughing at your cyborg. I saw what you wrote there.
Easy.
I'm dying. I can't wait for that. Oh, man.
You want me to go right to it then?
Just go to it. I'm out of news anyways. I just have a knowledge. That's it.
All right. Because I can't see what I'm actually sharing. I can only see part of it.
Okay.
So apparently, Chris Cyborg is offering Happy New Year salutations, Ingo.
I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know, but is it wrong if I just want my face to be on the bottom of this?
I don't know. It's not wrong, but it ain't right. There's like part of the toilet on the right, on the ground there, too.
You're damn right.
She blew that out.
You know she did. With all the protein and workouts that lady's doing, good for her.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Speaking of protein and workouts, I was watching The World's Strongest Man over the weekend.
Yeah. And
the talk in the house with the family was, I wonder what size epic shits those giant guys have. And like, do they have to have special toilets at their house?
Well, I think that they're just flushing constantly. Like, they probably have a toilet that just flushes, or yes. they have a bidet that's just constantly shooting and running and flushing and shitting and fucking and fighting and shitting and fucking and eating. They're Gegard Mousasi-ing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
See, Dan Henderson apparently. His daughter's boyfriend was over and asked for a leg kick from Dan.
What?
I can't play the volume because there's like a song playing in the background, but You can get the gist. So, oh, fucking, we'll dial this up. Hopefully no sound will come on.
Who's all the right. Dudes in the background? They look familiar.
I don't know. But he sizes up. He's got no shoes on, too, and he doesn't even slip.
He's wearing one shoe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, motherfucker. He fucked his knee up. That's so brutal. Let's watch it again. I like how he sizes him up. But he fucking kicked him like he wanted to hurt him, too. Because he stepped off into it, too. See how he stepped? Ugh. That's like Bass Rutten style. You step off.
Yeah.
My good for that guy. He'll never walk again.
Stupid.
I don't know why you do that. You don't.
I would never do it. I'd be like, you can kick that guy if you want, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for him. I guess, you know, would I want to kick? If my daughter is dating someone. Would I want to fucking kick him in the leg? Probably. Probably. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Do you see what Mike Perry's up to lately?
No.
I don't know if it's good.
Oh. It's
Mike Perry doing Mike Perry shit. So I'm assuming he put his leg through here. Maybe he locked himself out and just decided to kick through and unlock it. But why is there blood up here?
I don't know. Sounds crazy to me.
And then why is he just laying there in a pool of his own blood?
Because he's dumb. Whatever he's doing, it's dumb.
It ain't smart. Well, I once saw a roommate high as a kite in college lock himself out of the house. I happen to be in a basement getting busy. And then I hear, and then someone's stumbling around in the kitchen. I'm like, what the fuck? So I run up from the basement stark naked, run up there, and there's my buddy Cliff. Locked himself out, high as a kite, broke the fucking kitchen window, somehow climbed through all the shards of glass and did not cut himself. How the fuck did you do that?
He's got 9 lives.
Floated right through, high as a kite.
That's right. That's how it works.
Like, what the fuck, man? I'm fucking trying to get busy and you're fucking breaking windows and shit. Like, well, we didn't have cell phones. That's the problem, you know? Mm-hmm. You're locked out, you fucking breaking shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, let's do some Ask the Nuts.
Boot, boot.
Why does Bellator have no fights on their upcoming events? Like, if you went to Bellator.com and clicked on events, there are no events listed for 2021.
I don't know.
What the hell's going on?
Maybe they're going out of business.
A sale imminent. So back to the UFC. Here's all your fighters back.
For half the price. Or double the price, even.
Yeah, I would assume they're making more. And, you know, we were talking about Xboxes and stuff, but apparently IKEA's got this thing. It said PS5 and Xbox Series X are so big that IKEA has mock consoles in the store to help you buy a media cabinet. Is that really the fucking size of the PS5, by the way?
It's gigantic, yes. It's huge.
Why? Like,
I don't know.
I was surprised that the Xbox was that big because I had to reconfigure my whole setup because I had the 360 was still out and then I had the Xbox One on top, and then when this fucking cunt came, like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, the 360s,
I laid mine sideways.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I laid it sideways. But could you imagine having that PS5? Holy fuck, what the hell are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Like, why? It's almost twice.
Put it on the ground like a computer.
Yeah, off to the side, not even in your console or your fucking entertainment system. Fuck me, yep. Man. And how about that new Xbox?
We'll pretty solid. It. I like it. I think it's fun. I think it runs old games better. And the new games, I was playing some Call of Duty over the weekend and the Cold War or whatever. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. I think the graphics are pretty slick. I didn't have a single issue with it. I mean, I would like to get that Cyberpunk game, but I'm going to wait till they update.
Yeah, wait till they fucking fix it. There's a lot of complaints and people getting their money back. And I think the cool thing about this new Xbox is that it's supposed to just put any game in regardless of what system, and it's supposed to install it and play it.
Yes.
And I did that for, you know, I just playing the regular Xbox One games and put them in, and I'm just fucking dominating everybody, by the way.
Nice.
Because I think it's the speed. So yeah. Now you're getting the advantage if anybody's playing on the Xbox One and you're on the Series X. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you got to do too when you're playing Call of Duty is turn off the crossplay, because it's allowing you to play against people on a computer right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
they sure obviously have an advantage. Okay.
I saw on some of the kill cams, I'm like, how the fuck did that guy spin so fast and shoot me? Because I'm like, oh, crossplay. So this motherfucker's got a mouse and is jacking me. Like, yeah. And that'd be like playing, like, remember, I don't know if you played Grand Theft Auto on a computer, but how fun that was, like using the mouse to aim. I'm like, God damn.
So much easier.
Yep. Yeah. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Let's Roll. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. When you're old, would you rather die before or after your spouse?
That's a good one. Probably after.
Why?
So that I don't have to put them through the misery of, you know, missing me because I'm so awesome.
I want to check out first, man. I don't want to stick around and be that old lonely guy.
No, I wouldn't be lonely. Hookers and blow, man. Hookers and blow.
That's right. It'll build up a slush fund.
That's right.
Would you rather have a cook or a maid?
Maid. I like to cook. I can handle my cooking. But have the house spotless all the time? Perfect.
Yeah, that's a good toss.
Laundry done. Can you imagine? The way you like it every time, bed's made. Now we're talking.
I hear you. That's a tough sell. I'm probably going to lean cook just because my gluten bullshit is challenging. So, you know, but I'm not going to use them all the time because me too. I like to fucking cook. I like to throw down. I like to grill. So I want to do some of that. But I would love to have someone just, here's your meal, sir. What would you like today? Like, surprise me, make me something fucking awesome. Would you rather be the youngest or oldest sibling?
Oldest.
Why?
I don't know. I can have all the experience and pass it down. So I'm good like that.
It's a good choice. I like being the youngest. I am one of two.
I'm one of one. So I'm the oldest and the youngest at the same time.
There you go. Would you rather get rich through hard work or through winning the lottery?
Hard work.
Why? More satisfying?
More satisfying. And I think also a higher likelihood of keeping your wealth.
I feel like I've worked so fucking hard for so many years that I don't care how it comes, right? I feel like dues have been paid.
Okay. As long
as it comes. I feel like I've earned it or something.
Okay.
I'm still trying to earn it. I don't know. I'll take it either way. I'd prefer just winning the lottery, but I don't play the lottery, so it's gonna have to come through hard work. All right. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 120. Here we go. Hottest cheerleaders of the world, number one.
I like it.
You have Liz Rivera, she's from Houston, Texas. That doesn't sound right. Hang on.
Houston Texans.
Thank you. I'm like, what am I saying? Alice. Here we go. Hang on. Ashley P. Dallas Cowboys. I'm reading ahead and I think I'm dyslexic. And Cynthia from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. So let's start with Liz Rivera. Looks delicious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was that a little pinky ring?
Uh-huh.
And then let's go to Ashley P.
That's also nice.
It's in your wheelhouse, I think.
You know, I got a thing for the blondes.
And then Cynthia.
She's out. I'm killing her. 100%, I'm gonna marry the blonde and fuck the first one. That's my plan.
I'm going to strike that and reverse it. I feel like we're in league there. So pretty close. And then you got Knowledge.
I do. I present to you the most scary thing I've seen all year so far.
What?
This out. This is Boston Dynamics robots dancing to Postmodern Jukebox. I can't play the song because it's copyrighted, but Matt, where robot technology is currently gone is frightening. Look at how real this stuff looks, and look at how they're smooth. And this has come a long way from even just 2 years ago. I mean,
full screen it. I don't know if it's full screen or not. Does it show full screen when I do that?
You're like half screen, and then I got no volume.
Sorry.
I didn't mean volume to... bad.
So I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on this? Because I'm scared.
Is it Photoshopped? That's what I'm worried about.
It's real.
Huh. I don't like it. I hope everyone's got a shotgun and a big bucket of water.
Yeah. I don't think we need shotguns. Just water. Soak them down with.
I doubt they're going to be super waterproof. I don't know. You got to find a weakness. I'm going to blow their kneecaps out. Sperm. Lots of jizz. Just jizz all over. Make it slippery. We didn't anticipate all the jizz on the floor. It's so slippery.
Nobody programmed for that.
No. Who knew? They never sent them to like the porn shop where the fucking arrows beaten off. Yeah. So I got something that's all along those lines if we're in there. So check out the best shirt of 2021 so far. He who does not lick the clit should not get to hit. That's from Coochulations 169.
Things I've seen at Walmart, number 268.
Seriously. Wow. And that guy's getting all the ass.
Of course. I don't know whose clit he's licking, but I'm thinking she ain't that small.
And I bet that smells pleasant. Non-washed, non-shaved. I'll just leave it at that. That's all I got. Let's shut down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Grubbett, thanks for playing.